USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A homemade bomb went off at a Southern California church known for its anti-gay views. The explosive went off Saturday morning at First Works Baptist Church in El Monte. Pastor Bruce Mejia tells NBC Los Angeles,
"We've been here for 3 years, and not once have we ever incited violence towards anybody. There's never been a crime attached to my preaching."
The church condemns same-sex relationships and has been the target of protests and online threats. There were no injuries reported. The FBI is investigating the explosion. 33 children have been rescued in an anti-sex trafficking operation in Southern California. The L.A. field office announced the results of Operation Lost Angels. At least one person was arrested for human trafficking. A trip to the Super Bowl on the line in today's NFL Conference Championships. It's the Buccaneers and Packers kicking off in just under 2 hours, followed by the Bills and Chiefs at 6:40 Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The National Guard will be staying in Washington, D.C. for a little while longer, USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
Thousands of National Guard troops brought into the nation's capital to secure the inauguration will remain in Washington, D.C. until March. The Guard will continue to support local and federal law enforcement, initially reduced to 7,000 members, and then drawing down to 5,000 troops by mid-March. Congressman Andy Biggs says there's no justification to keep the Guard in D.C. that long. The Arizona Republican tells Fox News he hopes the troops are allowed to return home soon.
There's no justification for that. They don't want to get the Democrats don't want to get back to regular order on anything, including the nation's capital. And that is going to be a problem going forward. This is, as some people have said, some commentators have suggested, that this is an attempt to show power, governmental centralization of power, through the station of military all over the United States Capitol. It is unfortunate. It shouldn't happen, and I hope that they rethink that.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Forecasters are tracking three major storms across the U.S. this coming week. California is bracing for prolonged heavy rain and snow. More mountain snow and valley rain is headed for the southern Rockies. The central plains and Midwest are expecting snow and ice as well. From Iowa to New Jersey, with the heaviest falling from northern Kansas into parts of Illinois. Damaging winds and hail are forecast across northern Texas and Oklahoma. At least two people were killed and one injured when a vehicle spun on I-80 in Nebraska last night, crossing into oncoming traffic and crashing into a semi-truck. A new mission to Mars will have microphones to listen to what the planet sounds like.
Three new Mars missions are heading for the Red Planet in February, and they'll be recording the first sounds from another planet. NASA expects its Perseverance rover to land February 18th after the United Arab Emirates' Hope orbiter arrives on February 19th, and China's Tianwen-1 mission arrives the next day. Perseverance carries two microphones. One will record the noise made by laser pulses emitted from the rover to hit rocks. The other microphone will listen to other events on the surface. The atmosphere on Mars is only about 1% as thick as the Earth's, so the sound waves will be different. Scientists say they expect to hear wind, falling boulders, and possibly even Mars quakes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.